goodsuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of laying at your feet tonight. Thank you because you are set to turn our lives around. You are set to usher us into new seasons and new moments of breakthroughs, of success, of spirituality, of expansion, of increase. Blessed be your name, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, let no one return back today the same way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains Times and Seasons, Common Sense Guide to Recognizing and Maximizing Them, Part 2. Last week, we were able to learn a lot of things, and I'm going to do a quick recap. And we were able to understand time, that it means a moment, and it also means a duration, a period of time during which something happened. Also, we were able to understand different dimensions of times and seasons, times and moments defined in the scriptures. Number one, yes, last week we were able to see that time could mean process of time during which something happened, the process of time. And also, we saw set time, the exact thing at which something is to happen. Then we saw time of life, that's referring to the natural order of times and seasons. And then we saw appointed time, the exact time at which something is supposed to happen. Then at that time, which refers to the past, talking about the past, there is no one without a past. And every past is meant to be a pedestal for jumping into the next seasons of life. So when you look at the things that happened in the past, it can guide you to make corrections, adjustments, or even redesign your plans because of what happened in the past. Then there is also time to come, which is talking about the future, which excites me a lot. I've seen everything about the past. I've seen everything in the moment. The only one I've not seen is the future, which excites me, which I'm preparing for, which I want to make sure it's far better than whatever I've experienced in time past. Then we talked about this time. This is the time you have. The future is just in view. You are not there yet, physically speaking. The past, you've been there. It's gone. But this time is the time you can actually maximize. It's the time you can enjoy. It's the time that defines what the future is going to be like. So this time is very, very important. It's, in fact, more important than the future and more important than the past. So what you do right now will determine what's going to happen in the future. Then we also saw, lastly, what we call second time. God is a God of second chances, which means that God is going to give you a second chance, second time. And when we saw it in the Bible, in Genesis 41:5, he said, he slept and dreamt a second time. That's Pharaoh now. He was able to see something else the second time. So, second time is God telling us that he can emphasize something to us. The Bible says in Psalm 62:11 that once God has spoken, but twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. So it's obvious to us that God can repeat the same thing over and over again, so to say, for our emphasis. He can speak once and you begin to hear it in different places. For example, God wants you to take an action. God is speaking to you in a particular place, but God makes sure he begins to re-echo those things to you so that you can hear it over and over again. So God is a God of times and seasons. So we must make sure that by all means, you and I maximize our moments. So today is very important. This is a very important topic that we should make sure we pay very rapt attention to. And we're going to be taking it as slow as possible. Praise God. So the Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. And we remember that last we also read John 7:30, that says, therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. So we are still going ahead today with exploring the truth about times and seasons. Time and moments defined. We're going to see what we call first time. This is talking about pioneering, pace setting, and trailblazing. There are some things in your life, there are some opportunities that only happen once and only once. There are also some opportunities that they are only meant for the first person. the first person who steps in. If you read John 5:4, the story was told about a man that had been in that place. The man had been at that place for 38 years. And he told a very instructive stuff. He said, there are times that an angel comes. And when that angel comes, he steps up the river. And the first person to get in gets healed. Which means if you come in 1 second after the first person gets in, it's too late. If you come in split second after the first person steps in, it's too late. There are opportunities in life that is only once and once. There are things in life that if you miss it, you have missed it. God can give you similar opportunities, but that particular one comes once and only once. That is why we must make sure you maximize every opportunity God gives you. Every opportunity, doors of opportunities, open doors that God opens to you, maximize them. Because you don't know what it is. There is something I know, that in life, most people who are pioneers of things, they have only pioneered once in their life. Maybe they did many things, but you only remember them for pioneering one thing. Now, let's say they missed the opportunity to pioneer that thing. It's probably gone for life. Because God has 1,000 people to do the same thing. Always remember that when God is telling you something, he's probably telling 1,000 people at the same time. And the first person to jump in is the one who wins it. And that is why when some opportunities shows up for you and I, we must make sure we maximize them. Because you don't even know what will become of those opportunities. The moment it comes is when you must maximize it. And the opportunity is that the first person to maximize it is the first person who owns it. The great ideas God is showing you, it could just be that if you miss it at that moment, it's just transferred to someone else. It could just be. And it could be that you are the first person to step in. That means at the same time God is revealing it to you, is revealing it to several people at the same time. So if you miss it, it's just transferred to someone else. You can't get it again. That's what it means. So you and I must maximize every moment. That is why the best way to maximize opportunities, the best way to maximize times and seasons, is to make sure you listen to the Holy Spirit every time in your life. Because you don't know which one is which. You don't know the one you are really expecting. You don't know the one that is meant for you. So maximize every opportunity. Praise God. In Romans 11:16, the Bible says, "For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches." There are things in life that the first one, that's why the Bible talks about the first fruit. It said, when you give the first fruit, God automatically pretends as if you have brought everything. Because you have honored him with it. And that is why, you know, I've mentioned it before. When you are giving your tithe, don't give your tithe as the last portion that you want to give. No. Make sure you give God first before you even touch the rest. Because once the first lump is holy, the remaining parts are purified by God. The first part of your day, every moment, maximize it. Praise God. Now, the second thing we are looking at today is called several times. There's also the concept of time called several times. In Exodus 23:17, it says, "Three times in a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord." Why three times? Then there's the option of seven times. In Leviticus 4:6, it says, "The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord." Seven times. Now, the same thing can be done once. Why does it have to be done three times? Why does it have to be done seven times? This refers to repetition. There are some things that God will tell you to do that it has to be repeated over and over and over again before you can see results. You don't know when the result will come. That is why it says, "Cast your bread upon the rivers." But because after many days, it will return. It only says many days. Many days could be two. Many days could be three. Many days could be many years. But those instructions, you repeat them over and over again. That is why giving, you give over and over again. Tithing, you continue to tithe. Giving, you continue to give. Prayer, you continue to pray. Fasting, you continue to fast. You can't say because you fasted 21 days and then the next 6 months, no fasting again. No, you will still fast. You will still pray. Because those things require consistency. If you missed the episode on consistency, please go and listen to it. The law of consistency. These things, it requires a flow. And that is where the title of this podcast came from, Secret Flow. It's like a river. It must continue to flow. Because inside the flow is the breakthrough. You don't know which particular point in time it will be. but you must just continue for you to get it. Praise God. And I pray that as we continue to repeat the instructions of God in our lives, we not miss that point of blessings. You know, if you have watched some of the movies, maybe Mount Zion movie, like somebody who's been trusting God for a child, the day the person missed church was the person the angel brought it. In fact, there is a principle. The day I feel like I should not go for maybe a certain program in church that I always go for, or something I always do, that day I'll begin to say, maybe today is the day that my reward should come. Because you don't know the day it will come. That is why the principle of several times, repetition, is very important. Why several times? It is the place of emphasis. God tries to emphasize something. Sometimes God is just trying to prove your heart. Are you after me or you are after what I want to give to you? Several times. To prove your heart and trust in Him, God will require that you do something over and over again. From what I see, if somebody tells you that you just give once and breakthrough will come, maybe they are deceiving you. Because from what I know, you will have to give over and over again before it will now look as if the result came one day. God will prove your heart. You're tithing. Maybe the first time you give tithes, God can just impress you. You will see results so that you can continue. But man, the real result is not going to come once. It's going to come maybe after several years of doing it without failing. When you have made it a lifestyle, why several times? For reasons you cannot even explain. You will have to just do some things. Just keep doing them. Because maybe God wants to just make them part of your life. Praise God. And I pray that for everyone listening today, may you not miss your time of rewards. All those things you've been doing, may you not get tired in the middle of the way. Righteousness, for example, is something you do continuously. You don't know when Jesus is going to return. So you have to live ready. That's what we call the principle of living ready. If you are waiting for when Jesus will come, you will miss Him. But when you live as if He's coming now, that means living ready, walking in righteousness every moment. When temptation comes, you overcome because you don't know when it's going to come eventually. So live ready. Now, the second part of today's teaching, we're going to unravel seasons. We've talked about time mostly, but we want to talk about seasons now. Season encompasses all manner of moments. Season always ushers in different moments and times. When a season begins, so many things will happen within the season. For example, let's say January is the season for planting corn. If you plant corn January 1st, you will see results. If you plant corn January 30th, you will see results. Now, your result may differ because of when you started, but you will still see results. It will still produce. Let's just say January is the time for planting corn. Now, that's the season. Season means that several things are going to happen within that season. But seasons will change over and over again. Now, it's easy to recognize a man whose time had come. For example, let's say your time for breakthrough has come. Everybody will see because there will be results. Because it is your time. Many people today, for example, musicians, footballers, it's just their time. How many people remember Kanu, all those old players? It was their time then. But it's no longer their time. The time had gone. So people recognize when your time has come. But most people may not recognize when your season begins. They may know when you are in it, but they may not know. For example, I'll put it this way. Let's say you are in church and pastor declares that this year is a year of open doors or open heavens or whatever they declare in your church. Now, what you should know is that a season has begun. From the moment that time was declared, a season has begun. What does that mean? Within that season, everything that has been prophesied can come to your life. Within that season, that 1 year, everything prophesied has the power to come. But why do very few people see it? Because probably very few people take it serious. What they declare in your church is still valid up until December 31st, the last moment. If you care to believe, you will see it. For example, remember, I think last 2 weeks, I made some declarations. I don't know how many people took it seriously, but I took it serious myself and I got my own. I declared something last week too, which meant that by reason of that declaration, that last week, it was a season. I believed it too and I got it again. I don't know if you believed. I don't know if you even remember. Maybe you just remembered now. That's how it works. When seasons begin, a season is a period of several opportunities. That means some certain types of opportunities will begin to open up within that season. If you don't maximize it within that season and that season is over, then maybe when something else opens up. But season is normally a period of time. Now, I will try to break down a couple of seasons here. Every man has different seasons in his life, for example. If you are looking at the life of a man, if you are in Yoruba man, for example, they will say a man has a morning period, afternoon period, and evening period or night period. And it is true. There's a time to be born. The Bible says there's a time to be born. It is the beginning of life. The funniest thing is no one has control over this. You don't have control over when you're going to be born. But you can make changes in the life of your children. You can decide when they are going to be born. Of course, when God says yes to it. The next one is the time to be molded in the life of a man. I will actually call it a season to be molded. It's better to say the season to be molded. What does that mean? That means it's a season of manipulation. A season when you can mold that person, create that person into what it should become. And why is this season important? It is a season for building character, for building spirituality, for building culture into a child's life. It's mostly the responsibility of parents to do this. But normally, it will happen between age 0 and age 7. When a child is in the womb, you can begin to mold the child. I learned something from my mom. She said, when a child is in the tummy, and this child is just kicking and kicking anyhow, you can tap your tummy. It is the time for discipline. You're already molding the child's character. You're saying, see, you can kick, but don't kick too much. That's what you're saying. 0 to 7 is normally when it happens. You will see that most of these times are overlapping. Now, there's a time to be trained. It is very important. Now, the time to be trained is the responsibility of both the parent and you, the child. That is why maybe around 5 years, 6 years, you can begin to ask the child, what do you want to become in the future? Now, that means the child has a responsibility here. The parent may have to pay for everything. But as a child, you have a responsibility to do it. It doesn't matter how young a child is. Even a child of 3 years, when you put them in crèche or wherever you put them, you will not learn for the child. The child will learn. So that means there's a responsibility of everyone to be trained. Everyone has a responsibility. What happens during this period? I would say this period is normally between the age of 6 to 25. Normally. I will just assume that. Now, formal education happens during this time. Informal education, maybe you want to learn a trade, you want to go to school, you know, formal education. This is your personal responsibility. That's why parents often ask their children what they like to become. So, I know maybe many of us are even past the age of 25, but at least you can replicate in the life of your children. Make sure they get necessary training between that period. Then there's a time to be settled, which is the time that probably many of us here are, you know, you are in that time. It's a time of settlement or a time of independence. A time in which you can actually say, now I'm on my own. Most times, this time, you should be able to stay on your own. Pay your own bills. Take care of everything in your life. This is the time you should be in your career. This is the time you should actually be practicing what you have studied in school. It's the time you should be in that business. It's a time, if you want to become a pastor, you should be in that ministry. I would say normally, this should be between the age of 18 and 35. This is also the age in which mostly people should be married. Of course, there are cases where this will extend by reason of several things, but normally, this should happen, 18 to 35. It's a season where you should be settled. You should say, yes, now I'm in the medical line. I'm in technology. I'm an accountant. You should be, this is the age for this thing. Then there's a time to consolidate, a season of consolidation. I would say it's normally between the age of 30 to 50. You can see that all these things overlap. It is very important that at this time, whatever mistakes you have made in time past, maybe you studied building like me, and you're not even supposed to be practicing construction, correct it. You still have the time to correct it between the age of 30 and 50. This is the time to remove distractions. Maybe you can do like 5 things, just like me. Now begin to drop them. Drop them and probably leave only one. Because eventually, this is the time you have for your life. This is the time you are established. I would say this is the time of establishment. a time where you can correct mistakes. Probably many of us here at this stage, between the age of 30 and 50. Correct your mistakes. Remove distractions. Now decide. For example, if you want to be a pilot at this age, you may want to begin to tell yourself that maybe I should think about something else. Or you want to be a footballer, you should begin to tell yourself the truth that this is not the age to begin to learn how to play ball. Make corrections. Redirect your path. This is the very important age to do that, between the age of 30 and 50. I will call it a season. Consolidation. If at this age you have not determined your career or business, you are at injury time. Determine it now. Settle down. Now, there's the age or season of expansion and reproduction. This is not talking about biological reproduction here. I would say this is between the age of 50 to 70. You should be settled by this time. This is the time you reproduce your life in your children. I'm not saying the time to be born. The time to begin to reproduce some traits in them. In other followers, people should follow you at this age. You should have people who are willing to say, I want to be like this man. Between the age of 50 and 70. Then there's a time to exit the stage. Between the age of 65 and 120. This is not talking about death. It's talking about the age at which you should be done, so to say. You should have maximized your life. Life should be maximized by the time you are 65. I mean, you can't begin to say, I want to start a business. You can start a business, of course, at 65. But I'm saying that this is the age at which you are bringing other people to do what you are doing normally and now begin to supervise and reproduce and maximize life fully. That is that season. With this understanding, we should know that life is short. Even if you live 120, 120 is still short. Methuselah lived almost, 800 years, or what is it called, in the Bible. 120 is short, even if you want to live up to 120. So that means every moment, maximize it. And I will assume that many of us here today, maybe you are probably between 18 to 35 or 18 to 50. That means you have lost a lot of time. We should maximize time now. I want to emphasize something on timing today. To know the importance of time, not season now, time. Now, in every season, there will be moments, and moment is referring to time. In a season, you can have several opportunities, but if you miss some times, it is lost. What does this mean? Let's say they want to execute a man. They've sentenced the man to death. They found him guilty of murder or whatever. And they said, go and execute this man. And they waited and waited, and it's time to execute him. And somebody just found a new evidence. And they said, no, this man is not guilty, he was framed up. And they now sent a man that, wait, take this court injunction, or whatever they call it. Now run. Take it to the execution location to go and give the executioner. And let's say this man, they gave this important document, went to Mr. Biggs or KFC to go and eat. And he now arrived at the place where they were going to execute this man 5 minutes after. What do you think will happen? It will be too late. The man will be dead. So that means there are some things in life that require exact timing. That is why you cannot play with your time. I cannot play with my time. The time to pray. Because you don't know the agenda of the enemy. You can determine your own agenda, but you can't determine the agenda of the enemy. Life is warfare. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep praising God. Keep doing all the spiritual things. Then physically speaking too, if you are supposed to go for an interview by 8 a.m., you don't want to delay. You want to get there at the right time. What if the person just said, okay, we are taking 5 people. The earliest 5 people to come are the ones we want to consider. You don't even know how these things work. So that means you and I must maximize time. You know, some things in our lives are timed, and our action and reaction must be instant. Ending delay could cause a lifetime of pain and regret. And finally today, remember when I talked about one of my lecturers, what he said then? He said he saw a man on a construction site, and the man was doing this manual labor. Maybe he was carrying this head pan on his head or something. And he was like, God, this old man should not be doing this. And he was asking God, why? Why is this happening to this man? And the Holy Spirit told him, opportunities missed, opportunities misused. That means if you miss some opportunities, if you delay, if you procrastinate, you can miss a lot of things in life. But the good thing is, when there is life, there is hope. As long as you are alive, as long as I'm alive, there is hope. That means forget the past. It's time to start afresh. You may have missed a lot of things, but there is a God of speed. The Bible says God is the one who restores the years that the locust and cankerworm has eaten. You can restart again. If Abraham could start at 75, that means you and I can restart again. You can reprogram your life for success. You can say, no, I'm going to maximize every moment, every second. There's something that always comes to my mind, that by the time I'm a particular age, I want my children to look at me and be proud of me and say, yes, that is my daddy. It's something that keeps me going. What is it that keeps you going? What do you think you want to become in the future? By the time your children get old, do you want them to look at you and be ashamed of saying, this my father, this my mom? But that will not be the portion of anyone, in the name of Jesus. But I pray that as you and I begin to maximize time and moments, that we will be able to look back. By the time you are at the age of expansion and reproduction, you will look back and see a lot of people following you and saying, thank you for obeying God. Thank you for doing the right thing. Thank you for starting that business. Thank you for starting that career. Because we can look at you and say, there is hope for us. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. This topic will continue next week. Next week, we'll be looking more in depth in how to recognize time and seasons. Today, we only talked about times and seasons, different stages. But next week, we'll begin to talk about how do you even recognize when it is time to do something in my life. Is it time to get married? Is it time to start the business I've been thinking about? Is it time to go out? Should I wait? Should I move? Should I not move? That's what we're looking at next week. Please make sure you invite somebody. Make sure you pray even ahead that God will speak to you. And I declare again, I'm praying now for everyone who cares to believe. And I'm going to believe myself too. I declare in the name of Jesus, for everyone who cares to believe, there will be the beginning of a new season in your life. In the name of Jesus, the season of prosperity, the season of favor, the season of blessings. For everyone who has been saying no to you in business, in career, in life, I declare that there is an open door. Let them begin to say yes to you in the name of Jesus. They will begin to see the glory of God around your life in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Do we have anyone with a question? If you have a question, please feel free to ask. Okay, go ahead, please.
The question I wanted to ask was that, how can someone recognize, okay, let's say now, last week you mentioned something about maybe God said this is the time, and maybe there is a demonic hand, there is demonic activity that is not making that thing happen at that particular time. So I wanted to ask, how can someone recognize that, okay, this particular thing is supposed to happen now? Is it by the prompting of the Spirit, or there's a particular knowing that someone will have to know that, okay, this is done, this thing is
supposed to happen? Okay, praise God. Okay, so next week we'll be dealing with all those very well. We'll be talking about them, several options, several ways for you to know that it's time. But let me just quickly talk about that one. Now, we talked about different times, like exact time, that set time, appointed time. If, for example, let's say God told you this thing is supposed to happen at this exact time. For example, the Israelites were supposed to stay in Egypt for, I think, 400 years. They ended up with, I think, 430, and they started crying to God because it was not normal again. It was supposed to be 400. It ended up being 430. So, for example, if God told you something precisely, this is when it's going to happen, and it doesn't happen at that time, because you know God cannot lie, then something is wrong somewhere. Then you begin to fight in the spirit and cancel those things. Because now you know that this is the time God gave. If it is going beyond this time, then something is wrong. You can now invoke the power of God, the blood of Jesus, to destroy that yoke. I think we just stop there today. But next week, we have a lot of things lined up, and please, nobody should miss it. And kindly invite someone. Praise God. I hope it helped a little.
Yes, sir. I can't wait for the next week, sir.
Okay, praise God. We're going to call it a day today. Okay, so last week I prayed also that we are going to have our testimonies, and I also got my own testimony. There's something I started and already started having positive responses from people, and it's just God. That's how much I will share at the moment, but I know I had my own testimony. So I pray also that this new week, you will have your own testimony. By staying and obeying the law of times and seasons, by not delaying, by overcoming procrastination, you will be launched into a new season of life in the name of Jesus. And there's something I also wanted to mention too, that somebody may be in a season and it's not obvious. For example, if God has declared that it is your season of prosperity, in fact, nothing may change, so to say, but season-wise, it has changed. For example, this season for planting corn. If you plant the corn, will you see anything? You're not going to see anything, but growth will begin to happen gradually and gradually. And that's why you must never lose hope or give up. If God has declared a season as your season, if you know you have entered into a season, begin to do what God commands. Begin to follow the timing. Just make sure you don't miss your timing, the timelines. And you see that before you know it, everybody will see that you have entered into that season. Praise God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus and see you next week. And I pray that as you step out this new week will be filled with unusual testimonies, unusual open doors in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. See you next week and be blessed in Jesus' name.
TheGoodSuccess.com